Hello. Hello, my name is Mary. I'm calling with Opinion Research. We are conducting an important opinion survey about issues facing Hector County. Are you registered to vote in Hector County, ma'am?
I am, yes.
And generally speaking, ma'am, do you think that things in Hector County are going in the right track or wrong track?
Ooh, that's a tough question. I would say going in the right track.
Thank you. And for you, what is the most important issue facing Hector County?
Ooh, that's a tough question. Most important issue. Oh goodness, I would say the drug issue is extremely important. We don't want to hurt people and kill people.
I understand. And how would you rate economic conditions in Hector County? Would you say excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Very poor. And my town is the poorest. We are poverty of Colorado.
I understand. In 5 years from now, do you think that the economy in Hector County will be better, worse, or about the same as it is today?
No, worse. We've got 7 more years. The year 3000 will be better, but we've got 7 more years of poverty.
Okay. And how concerned are you about the security and future of your own job or the jobs of any close family member in Hector County? Would you say very concerned, so what's concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
Very concerned.
Thank you. I'm going to read a list of qualities and characteristics that contribute to the quality of life in Hector County. Please tell me how you rate each. You could say excellent, good, fair, or poor. And let's just start with offering job opportunities in your field. Would you say excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Excellent.
Thank you. What about availability of affordable housing?
Poor.
Thank you. What about public transportation?
Poor.
What about effective leadership from elected officials?
Poor.
Public safety and low crime?
Poor.
And what about the quality of the public schools?
Poor.
Availability of quality health care?
I would say average.
So would you say probably fair?
Fair, yes, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. And what about having a vibrant nightlife with clubs, bars, restaurants, and entertainment? Would you say excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Ooh, I would say poor.
Thank you. Being able to get from place to place with little traffic.
Fair.
Thank you, ma'am. What about the availability of outdoor parks, playgrounds, and nature?
Poor.
What about a shared vision and effective plans for economic development and job growth?
Fair.
Thank you. What about the welcoming and inviting to people of diverse background, ethnicity, and culture?
Excellent. Everyone's welcome here.
Thank you, ma'am. Please rate Hector County as a place to live for the following types of people. And let's start with entrepreneurs and people starting new businesses. Would you say that it's excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair.
Thank you, ma'am. What about young single people?
Poor.
Immigrants from other countries?
Fair.
Thank you. What about racial and ethnic minorities?
Excellent.
Thank you. What about recent college graduates looking to enter to the job market?
Fair.
Thank you. What about retirees?
Excellent.
People living below the poverty line?
Poor.
And families with children?
Poor.
Thank you. How would you rate the overall quality of life in Hector County? Would you say excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair.
Thank you, ma'am. Over the next 5 years, do you think that the quality of life in Hector County will improve, deteriorate, or stay about the same?
It will stay about the same.
Thank you. Economic development generates investments, wealth tax base, and jobs from which many community benefits are created. How familiar are you with the vision and plans for economic development in Hector County? Would you say very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not at all familiar?
Very familiar.
Thank you so much. And how confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for economic development in Hector County? Would you say very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, or not at all confident?
I'm very confident.
Thank you so much. Community development generates solutions to problems like housing, education, transportation, and neighborhood renewal, making the community a better place to live and work. How familiar are you with the vision and plans for community development in Hector County? Would you say very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not at all familiar?
Very familiar.
Thank you so much, ma'am. And how confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for community development in Hector County? Would you say very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, or not at all confident?
Not too confident.
Thank you. How likely are you or an immediate family member to move from Hector County in the next 5 years? Very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, or not at all likely?
Somewhat likely.
Thank you, ma'am. In your opinion, what is the primary reason that you or your family member are likely to move from the area?
Poverty.
Thank you so much. Finally, just a few last questions about you and your household for statistical purposes only. What is the highest level of education you have completed?
I have a bachelor in science.
Thank you so much. In terms of your political party identification, do you consider yourself Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Oof. I was raised Democrat. I would like to say Independent, but let's say Democrat.
Thank you so much. And what is your age? Sorry.
That's okay. I'm 49. I just turned 49. And I live by myself. I have no one else in the household.
Okay. So don't you have any child living with you in your household?
Nope. I never bear children.
Okay. Which of the following best describe your race or ethnicity? Would you say white, African-American, Hispanic, Asian, or other?
Boring white. I'm a boring white woman.
Is anyone in your household employed in a job that is related to the gas or oil industry?
No.
Thank you. And the last question, may I have an estimated annual household income?
I make about $48,000 a year.
Thank you, ma'am. Are you currently employed full-time, part-time, retired, homemaker, student, or unemployed?
I have my own business.
Thank you so much. Do you live within the limits of Odessa?
Yes.
Thank you. Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and kindness helping me with these questions, ma'am. I hope that you enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Oh, thank you. You too. Have a good one.
Take care, ma'am.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.